Let's look at this problem. Three galaxies are aligned along an axis in order A, B, C. An observer in galaxy B is in the middle and observes that galaxies A and C are moving in opposite directions away from him, both with speeds 0.60c. What is the speed of galaxies B and C as observed by someone in galaxy A? All right, well, first of all, let's draw a picture to make sure that we know what we're doing. So we have a galaxy at A, another galaxy at B, another galaxy at C. So we have galaxies A, B, and C in a straight line. So we're going to be placed here, so let's draw ourselves. We're going to be at rest in this one, and we see this galaxy move away at 0.60c, and we see this galaxy move away at 0.60c. Let's call this one then the velocity of A with respect to B, and the velocity of this one then is the velocity of C with respect to the B. So that's the terminology I'm going to use that. I hope I'm being consistent. The velocity of A with respect to B. What we want to know is, what is the velocity of B with respect to A? That's what it's asked for. What is the speed of galaxies B as observed by someone in galaxy A? So this is the velocity of B with respect to A, and the speed of C with respect to A. So this is velocity of B with respect to A, and this is the velocity of C with respect to A. Well, if the velocity of A with respect to B is 0.60c, then the velocity of B with respect to A is going to be just equal and opposite. So the speed is going to be UBA is going to be 0.60c, but the velocity of B with respect to the A is going to be to the right. To the right. Because we can see that from symmetry. There's not much question about that. We're going to have to use the addition of velocities in order to find the velocity of C with respect to A. So let's draw a coordinate system in order to do that. So let's place A here in the one coordinate system. Let's replace B in this coordinate system here, and the velocity of B with respect to A is 0.60c. That's the one that we just found. And it's going to the right. Now C is up here, galaxy C, and we know that the velocity of C with respect to B is also 0.60c, and it's also to the right. Okay. Now we use the addition of velocity equations. And let's see. That was, if you remember, U is equal to U sub X prime plus V over 1 plus V over C squared times U X prime. Okay, in our case then, this is going to be CA. We're finding the velocity of C with respect to A. V is going to be the velocity here. That's where I wrote that as V. And then U sub X prime is going to be this velocity up here. So let me write that as a prime. Okay? This is a one-dimensional problem. We're only working, say, in the X direction. We don't have to worry about the Y and Z directions. So we can put all these values in here. So I have 0.60C for U sub X prime, which, remember, was the velocity of C with respect to B. Then we have plus V, which is also 0.60C, which is the velocity of this system with respect to us here, to this person. Let's say person A is going to be at rest in this system. And we divide that by 1 plus V, which is 0.60C over C squared times 0.60C. So this is 1.20c divided by what? The c times the c is the c squared is going to cancel that c squared. So this is 1 plus 0.36. So we divide 1.20 by 1.36, and we get 0.88c. Okay, so that is the velocity of C with respect to A. Notice that it's not 0.60 plus 0.60, which would be 1.20. We have to use the additional velocity equation, and instead of being 1.20 C, it's 0.88 C.